Okay, folks, we're going to go ahead and get going. John, guys, we're starting. Okay? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. What now? Exactly, that's right. All righty. Okay, the note, well, everybody, by now everybody should know exactly what that says word by word. Okay, so we've got our note takers. Thanks, guys. Jabber. There's remote audio. And again, when you're using the microphone, make sure and stay close enough to it, and don't turn around while you're talking, because then we can't hear you. Speak clearly. Okay. So again, this is session three, and the way it was organized this time is this contains the current SIP and SIPing continuing work, if you will, the chartered items and the things that are very close, okay? So, and again, the slides for this session will be in the SIPing meeting proceedings, okay? Okay, and this is supposed to be a title here. This is the RFCs published since last IETF, two of them, race examples and overload requirements. These are the ones that are in the RFC editor's queue. I have no idea where my titles went. App interruption, GRU regiment, V6 transition. Okay, I got a title. These are the ones IESG processing, so we have 8 left there. Yeah, and these are the current work group documents. We've got just 5 left, guys. Okay, and MediaPolo data set is waiting for profile data set to complete. SIPing overload design, we're going to talk about that today. Presence scaling is just about good to go. I think we have one last pass reviewer to make sure their comments have been addressed. And then profile data sets, still working on that. That's on the agenda today. And then NAT scenarios has been fairly thoroughly reviewed, but TURN has been changing on us. So we have to wait on that one until TURN is complete, and then we can go back and double-check the details on TURN in this document. Okay, other documents of interest, just to let folks know. The end-to-end performance metrics, we talked about this in SIPing probably 2 years ago or something. It ended up getting chartered in the POML working group, performance metrics for other layers. Finished this working group last call in July, and it's about ready to go ahead and go to the ISG. So this is just to let folks know, if you have any comments on this, to go ahead and provide them now. Well, it's probably best to provide them to the POML list, if Daryl's here, yeah. Okay. And then there's a document on A-Type's media feature tag dealing with IPv6 and NAT and SIP ALGs. There's been some discussion on the list, so folks can continue providing comments on that one. And then there's SIP and XMPP combined use. There's a document name. And this is just to let folks know, this may or may not fit into the XMPP2 work. Okay? Okay, here's our agenda. Okay. Hopefully I've covered this in just 5 minutes. Gonzalo's going to talk about the re-invite handling. Krister's going to talk about the reject offer and PRAC issue that was been discussed on the list. Adriel's going to talk about the identity. And then Dale's going to talk about profile data sets, Volker overload, event throttling, and then because we moved the SIP info discussion to Tuesday, we actually have 45 minutes to talk about the SIP change process. Okay. What now?
It's my turn, right?
Yes, it's your turn. Yep. Let me get your charts real fast. Here you go.